from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's interim president signs a resolution against a referendum. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry prepares for Mideast meetings. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Crimean officials say a referendum on Crimea joining Russia will go ahead, despite Ukraine's interim president having signed a decree canceling the planned referendum. Interim President Oleksandr Turchynov signed the cancellation decree Friday, a day after Crimea's Moscow-backed legislature voted for the peninsula to become part of Russia and scheduled a referendum on the issue for March 16th. U.S. President Obama has said the proposed referendum is a violation.
The proposed referendum on the future of Crimea would violate the Ukrainian Constitution and violate international law. Any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the White House Friday appeared to downplay the possibility of changing U.S. policy on exporting natural gas. To address the situation in Ukraine, White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters on Air Force One that policy changes would not have an immediate effect and noted that stocks in Europe were above normal levels because of a mild winter. Europe and Ukraine are key export markets for Russian natural gas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan as part of his intensive effort to come up with an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. The State Department said Kerry arrived Friday in the Red Sea port of Aqaba, where he will meet with Jordanian King Abdullah. Kerry hopes to announce a framework peace deal by the end of April, when the current round of negotiations is scheduled to end. More on these stories at voanews.com. According to the U.S. Labor Department, U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs in February, picking up the pace of hiring after 2 months of sluggish job growth. Senior economist James Glassman tells VOA the advance in the labor market last month is a favorable sign for the world's largest economy, especially after an unusually cold and snowy winter in the U.S. limited job growth in December and January.
And an awful lot of the disruption we've seen in the news this year is really about the weather. And the February report tells you we may see better numbers in the next couple of months as we get back to something more normal.
The Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate edged slightly higher to 6.7% in February. Saudi Arabia has formally designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. The announcement was carried by state television, which quoted the Saudi Interior Ministry. The kingdom fears the Brotherhood's conservative Sunni doctrines, which challenge the Saudi principle of dynastic rule. The group has also tried to build support within Saudi Arabia since the Arab Spring popular revolutions. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has convicted former Congolese warlord Germain Katanga of being an accessory to crimes against humanity. He was cleared of more serious charges relating to atrocities carried out in 2003. Katanga's guilty verdict is just the second conviction in the court's 12-year history. Henry Ridgewell has a report for VOA.
Presiding Judge Bruno Kott delivered the court's verdict Friday. He announced that the chamber declares Germain Katanga guilty as an accessory to the crimes committed on 24th of February 2003 of murder as a crime against humanity. The conviction marks only a partial victory for the prosecution, says Phil Clark, an expert on the ICC from London's School of Oriental and African Studies.
The more important charge is around whether Katanga orchestrated these massacres in Ituri province in northeastern Congo, whether he was responsible for rape, sexual slavery and the use of child soldiers. They'll be disappointed that those charges didn't stick.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
British and American researchers predict that global warming could mean the spread of the disease malaria to places where it is practically unknown. Writing in the journal Science, the researchers say they found what they call indisputable evidence of the effects of climate change. The Paralympic Games, held for disabled athletes, have opened in Sochi, Russia. Despite the Russia-Ukraine tension centered on the Crimean Peninsula, the Games are being held in the same locations as the 2014 Winter Olympics, which took place last month. The 23-member Ukrainian team announced earlier Friday that it will not boycott the Games, but could reverse its decision if the power struggle over Crimea escalates further. Some nations canceled plans to send delegations to the 10-day event in protest of Russia's involvement in the conflict. More on these and other stories 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from the VOA News Center in Washington.